This is Tough Cookies, a cookie review podcast with Cameron and Zach.
Welcome to Tough Cookies, everybody.
Welcome to Tough Cookies, coming at you live from the Tough Cookies studio.
Live from the studio, baby.
Live from the studio. That's right. Everyone who's listening to this.
Hearing it as we're recording
We are recording it right now.
Yeah.
We got a whole new studio. Should we go into the fact or the studio first? Give us the rundown of the studio,
okay,
studio
master.
Okay,
so here's the deal. You and I, we share an apartment.
Yeah.
Everyone knows this. But I decided that I needed a space to just record Tough Cookies in.
Yeah. So we got an office.
Yeah, so we got an office. Mm-hmm. But then I thought it'd be silly just to rent the one room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so my girlfriend, my fiance and I thought, well, why don't we rent an entire apartment and use one room for sleeping in and one room for living in and one room for cooking in, and then you can use one room for your studio.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Have a desk and stuff in it too.
Yeah.
And I said, honey, that'll never work.
Yeah.
There's not a loud dog in that metaphor. So I said, she said, what if I bring my dog? I said, then, okay, there we go. now you're talking. Yeah, so we are in the makings of my new apartment, which is like the office is built, but nothing else is built yet. But so right now, all this apartment is a Tough Cookie studio.
It's the making of your apartment, but our studio.
The making of our, the art. Well, this is pretty much made. Our studio is.
Yeah. Well, I like to think that I've got a nice little finger in the pot here in this studio space.
Okay. What do you want?
Can I have, okay, you see how the door has that little space over there?
Uh-huh.
Can that be my section?
Are you going to decorate it or do you just want it?
I mean, I'll decorate it if you want me to. I got some extra posters and stuff.
No,
you
know, we have stuff. We're going to put the robots over there.
The robots?
Mm.
Okay. Yeah, that'll be my space and I get to still have one of the robots.
Yeah, they can still be your robot, but it's going to be over there. Yeah, okay.
Perfect.
That's your, okay, well, that's the new, that's a good bit for everyone who can see the room we're in.
Yeah. It's a new place. You know, we probably, like, the whole show is going to be different.
Mm-hmm.
The vibes are totally different.
You remember in, like, Community Season 4,
mm-hmm.
they lit it differently, and so it felt like the environment was different?
Yeah.
That's the whole, this is all going to be different.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if we will sound different, because it's a little more,
maybe,
like, different walls and stuff.
It is bouncier. It's worse, there's worse audio in here.
Yeah.
Because there's, actually, this is a fun audio fact. My bed and clothes did a lot of heavy lifting and sound dampening, which I don't have in here anymore.
You'll have to put a bed in here.
So I legitimately might hang some, like, sound panels up
for,
like, recording audios.
Anyway, did you know that Michael Jordan had to pay fines for wearing Air Jordans?
Did he really?
Yeah, they used to not be NBA allowed, and so every time he'd wear them, he'd have to pay fines. But he was making so much money off of them, like, who cares?
I didn't know that there were specific shoes that weren't allowed.
Yeah, it's weird. Back when Michael Jordan was promoting Air Jordans, it was just Birkenstocks. That's the only thing players were allowed to wear.
It's not crazy to me that, like, that you're, like, it's just this shoe. It's crazy that they're, like, you can't wear those shoes.
Yeah,
they make you better at basketball.
you can't wear the basketball player shoes.
Yeah.
You gotta wear your whatever.
You can't wear the ones with that pump air in the heels because they'll shoot you up in the sky.
Yeah, you can't wear your moon shoes.
You can't wear your moon shoes. Can't wear your Heelys. That's definitely cheating.
It's because Air Jordans didn't squeak enough.
I missed the scene in Air Bud when they were like, you can't wear shoes. That dog has got to take off those shoes.
That dog's got to take off his Air Jordans
to play basketball. That's like, well, it's March Madness, baby.
It's March Madness, baby.
You're mad?
Yeah.
Oh, you're not like crazy mad. You're like angry. You're full of March Madness.
I'm so angry.
The logistics. I was thinking about this earlier. The logistics of March Madness.
Uh-huh.
Do you understand them?
I've got a bracket.
So what March Madness does.
Yeah.
Is they have every team play every other team, and they number them to figure out who's the best and who's the worst.
It's the, hold on, I'll explain this.
What? Everyone, I was doing a pretty good job, I think.
Everyone, it's the FA Cup.
Okay.
There you go.
They number every team from best to worst numerically.
Yeah.
And then they have those teams with their numbers.
Fight each other
to see which team's the best and worst numerically.
And oddly enough, the ones near the top always seem to do good.
Yeah. When they do the numbers, it's like, why even do the bracket? Yeah. We aren't like, the numbers tell us.
You already figured out this stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. Why wouldn't you just fill out the bracket the same as the numbers?
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, even if you're a little bit wrong, you're going to be righter than all your friends.
I don't know if I still am. I was in the top 90%, or the top 10% of the bracket, because I said UT would beat Duke. And they did. So I know my basketball.
I didn't say that. Mm-hmm. So we did a bracket at work, and everyone was filling out their bracket. And I know a lot about basketball, so I went on ESPN and I found a bracket that a sportsman had made. And then I put it. That was my bracket.
Nice.
Yeah.
And you're doing good, I bet.
No, I'm not. Because the UT beat Duke. So.
Well, you're probably not. Well, neither of us are watching the games.
I'm watching some of the games because they're on at work, because I work at a television station.
I figured we were both too busy at the theater.
Yeah, at the theater.
At the theater because of all the flicks.
Because of all the flicks that are out.
All the flicks. What flicks have you been seeing recently?
I've been hearing a lot about a flick.
I've been hearing a lot about a flick, too.
Yeah, you've been hearing a lot about.
What flick you been hearing about?
Well, it's a Dwayne Johnson flick.
Is it Dwayne Johnson? I've been hearing about a discrepantly not a Dwayne Johnson flick. A flick that doesn't have Dwayne Johnson in it.
All right, well, we'll start with your flick, and then we'll go into my flick.
My flick has a certain aroma to it.
Ooh,
do you smell that?
Yeah.
Because mine's a DCPU flick.
Ooh, mine's also a DCPU flick.
Mine doesn't have Dwayne Johnson in it.
Ooh.
For sure.
Yeah.
Because he was like, they were like, do you want to be in Shazam 2? And he was like, no.
Oh, I've got a very similar flick then.
I don't want to be in Shazam 2.
No.
Because I am the god of the DC universe. And they're like, did nobody tell him?
Did you also hear that Shazam was supposed to cameo in the after credits scene of Black Adam?
Black Adam, was he really?
And Dwayne Johnson was like, no. Black Adam has nothing to do with Shazam.
By far.
And you know why?
No.
Apparently. At the time, obviously, Dwayne Johnson was kind of trying to strong arm the DCPU to really center on two characters, and that was Black Adam and Henry Cavill Superman.
I mean, we all saw Black Adam.
Yeah,
it came out. Black Adam 2.
Oh, I'm so excited to watch that movie again. That's our third co-host, everyone.
Yeah, that's our third. That's the dog.
Yeah, that's
check out them dogs.
Yeah.
She loves Black Adam. She loves and Black Shazam Adam. 2.
We get it.
We get it. Calm down. It's Shazam 2. I know. We get it. So Zachary Levi.
Yeah.
Is in this flick.
Yeah. Zachary Levi, famed anti-vaxxer.
Is in this flick.
Yeah.
And the first Shazam was like pretty okay.
Yeah, I would agree. It was pretty okay.
And the second Shazam, that dog, she knows we're recording.
Yeah.
That second, the light is on and everything.
Yeah, the second
Shazam I've heard, here's the thing, I went to the old NYC.
Yeah, the old NYC.
And they had they got the big ads.
They got the big ads, they got the big blue light in Manhattan going up in the sky, big portal, gray aliens coming down.
No. They got the Captain America run out.
Nick Fury,
like, we won the war, Captain.
The war
and around them,
while you were asleep.
If you look around, there are big ads. And all of them are for Shazam 2.
Ooh.
In that movie. Well, also in real life. There was so many ads for Shazam 2.
Really?
There was a billion.
That's not good because it's not doing really, well.
Okay, so here's the thing. I don't know the NY culture.
I don't know if
they do that for every movie, like big movie.
Yeah.
Or if they were like, we cannot wait for you to see this flick.
See this good flick.
Shazam 2 is coming out, baby.
We got Zach Levi in here.
Uh-huh.
We got the Z-Man. That's what I call him.
Here's the thing.
I say, hey, Shazam 2, keep that on the ZL. That's what I say.
This movie.
Yeah.
I think. I've heard it's better than Thor: Love and Thunder.
Not hard to do. Ooh, hot topic, hot take.
But we saw Thor: Love and Thunder in the theater.
Yeah, we did.
Which makes me kind of feel like I need to see this one because they did a better one than that one. And I saw that one.
Let's look up. Okay, Shazam 2 opening weekend.
Yeah. Oh, you're talking money.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. Ooh.
Yeah, it did worse than Morbius.
Yeah. That's 30 mils.
If I made that in a weekend, I'd be pretty happy.
Yeah.
How much did it cost to make?
Yeah, Shazam 2 budget. So we got 30 mils.
They made 30 mil.
And you know, with movie budgets, you always got to like double it for the marketing.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
So movie budget, $125.
$125? That's pretty good.
Million.
Oh,
millions of dollars. Yeah, $125 million.
Do you think when they make a movie,
double that?
Double that.
That's $250, and they made opening weekend 30.
Well, that's just opening weekend.
That's just opening
on week. My opening Everyone weekend, knows. I didn't make a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everyone knows that with movies, the opening weekend is the weekend Slowest. Where you make the least. The least. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
DVD sales. Mm-hmm. Yep. Here's my question about them. What if I came to you? I said, hey, big wig movie producer.
Yeah.
What's up? I want to make a movie.
Hey, Zach. See you, Zach. That was Zach Levi.
Oh, I thought you were talking to me. I want to make a movie.
Yeah.
And it's going to, and I can promise you it's going to make a profit. Are you, as a bigwig movie producer, being like, all it's got to do is make me $1 of profit and it will be worth, like, if it's, the budget's 30 mil and it makes 30 mil and $1, was it worth making as a movie?
I want to say the definition of a flop is it makes less than twice what it costs.
Well, I mean, like, okay, because of all the other money, but like total, like every dollar spent, right? If it makes one more dollar than that, it's a profit, baby.
That's a success.
Somebody made a dollar.
Somebody made a dollar.
Everyone else broke with them.
Yeah, now we can put that dollar into another thing, like Shazam 3, which will probably end up costing a dollar.
Well, here's like, when I say break even, like, they paid the actors. That was in the budget.
Yeah.
Like, the actors didn't break even. They made their money.
Yeah.
The director probably got paid. All the people probably got paid. And then one additional dollar was made.
Free dollar.
That's a free dollar, baby.
But then, hold on. Here's the thing, though. You got to... Mm-hmm. So the dollar goes to, like, the studio or whatever. But the studio spent, like, a year and a half making a movie.
But they all got paid. That was in the budget.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But the studio. So the studio spent a year and a half making a movie, made a dollar. I don't know what that is hourly, but it's pretty small.
But everyone on that team's hourly wage was built into the budget.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I'm just saying time-wise, the hourly rate of that studio. It's not great.
That's not great.
It's not great.
Did you hear the other DCPU news?
I know that The Flash is the best movie ever made.
It came out. Yeah, I mean, Tom Cruise loved it.
Tom Cruise loved
The Flash. You know how he will be like, hey, I'm Tom Cruise, and I saw this movie in a theater, and I think it's great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And not even about, like, small movies, like indie movie. No, he's like, I'm Tom Cruise, and I saw this superhero movie, and I wasn't paid to say I think it's awesome.
My name's Tom Cruise, and Everything Everywhere All at Once was confusing and bad, and The Flash was awesome.
Top notch, top notch. No, we get a few bits of DCPU news. Firstly, Gotham Knights. Have you seen it?
Gotham Knights. I haven't even seen Gotham Days.
Do you know what Gotham Knights is?
Sure don't.
Gotham Knights is our fourth show about Batman without Batman in it.
Ooh, they love making those Batman shows with no Batman.
With no Batman.
Yeah.
So we got, obviously there's Gotham.
Yeah.
Which was pre-Batman. Mm-hmm. It was like Smallville. We had...
Smallville didn't have a Superman in it?
Well, he was Clark Kent, and Gotham had Bruce Wayne, but he wasn't Batman yet.
Oh, Bruce Wayne. Okay.
We had...
Wait, hold on. Yeah. Listen.
I watched all of Gotham, top to bottom.
I don't want to get off topic.
Yeah.
What was Smallville about?
Smallville was about Clark Kent.
Just like farming and stuff?
No. He like saved people and fought Doomsday and Lex Luthor and that kind of stuff. Yeah, yeah.
So it had Superman in it?
No. It had Clark Kent. He didn't go by.
Oh, he just had like a pair of Groucho glasses on.
Yeah. The whole time.
Did he have his pajamas? Like his blue and red pajamas?
No, he had like a red shirt on with an S on it.
But not
like Superman.
Yeah, like Tobey Maguire.
Like Tobey Maguire. Yeah. Yeah, like he had the Spider-Man suit on. But there's a Gotham. No Batman in that one. We had...
My name's the Human Super. he got my name wrong.
We had... Pennyworth, the origin of Batman's butler.
Yeah, Pennyworth, love Alfred.
Yeah.
Alfred Pennyworth.
The origin of Batman's butler.
Yeah.
I could have sworn there was another one, but
what
I can't.
What was that? Was that him just like going to like school for butlering?
Yeah, but he was also like in the war.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently it was really good. We talked about this, but apparently it was really good. I don't remember. I could have sworn there was another one. But anyway, Gotham Knights. Oh, Teen Titans.
Oh, Titans, yeah.
Titans. Which is sadly reaching an end, but they're starting a new show, Gotham Knights.
Cool.
Which is Batman's just been killed.
Ooh.
Yeah, which is not good. So all of his children decide to solve the crime
Batman's
of Batman's
many children.
Batman's many children
Batman's
decide to
good sons.
Yeah, decide to solve the crimes of Batman's death.
Yeah,
that's the show.
It's probably like the Joker or someone killed him.
Well, sadly, it didn't get renewed for a second season. It came out 3 days ago.
Ooh. I hope they solve it.
Well, they've been like, everyone thinks it's them for some reason. Everyone thinks it's Batman's kids.
Is Batman's kiddos?
I don't know. I didn't watch the show. Some reviews are like, we watched all six episodes. It's okay. And some were like, the first episode is the only one out. I don't know what's up with this show.
Didn't in the comic books, didn't Batman get shot by lasers or something?
Probably at least once.
I gotta say.
Like tied to a big flat board with a laser going up between his legs, and if he doesn't get out in time, it cuts him in half.
I want to say, hold on, let's comic book this real quick. How does Batman?
Bane got him. Bane got him once for sure.
How does Batman die?
The Joker probably did a joke to him.
Batman stops Al Ghul's sword attack. However, he stabs himself with Al Ghul's own weapon.
Did you say Batman?
Batman.
Batman.
Yeah, Batman. That's Gotham Knights.
Yeah, that's Gotham Knights.
Sorry, everyone. Oh, man.
Technically, it's not been renewed.
Whoops.
There you go. There you go. What are you going to do?
Oh, we saw. Okay, hold on. There's like a million ways he died. I know he was in Blackest Night,
mm-hmm.
Zombie Batman,
uh-huh.
And then I don't think it really was Batman in the end or something.
Well, he undied in that one.
Yeah, they got the stuff. And
but that's
stuff.
Not the only. We're not just here to talk about Gotham Knights, and we're not just here to talk about the other ones. We're talking about the big cancellation. Did you hear about this?
The big cancellation.
Yeah, the big DC cancellation.
Oh no! Did they find more James Gunn's tweets?
Scooby-Doo and Crypto 2.
No.
Now, when I first heard that this was canceled, up to right now, I thought it was the sequel to Scooby-Doo and Crypto 1.
Yeah.
But I now realize it might be Scooby-Doo and Crypto also.
Oh. What happened is when you said Scooby-Doo and Crypto 2,
yeah.
My first thought was, oh, you're making a Scooby-Doo and Crypto movie. Not, oh, gosh dang, the Scooby-Doo and Crypto movie's done.
It got canned. Okay, it is two like also.
Okay, it's two like also.
Yeah.
Scooby-Doo and Crypto 2, but Scooby-Doo and Crypto is also there.
Yeah, here's a logo. They did a logo.
Ooh.
You know, a lot. I got a theory.
They've got a thing. I heard about this on Twitter.com of the
canceling old, movies? No.
The old Warner Brothers have a thing specifically about canceling Scooby-Doo movies. Like, the movie will be done, like, ready to go, and mm-hmm. they'll just scrap.
No, that's Batgirl movies.
They kind of got a problem.
Yeah, they do.
Just put them out on, like, HBO Max. Whatever,
I got a theory. I think they get in a room together, and they're like, let's make a movie about Cyborg. And they're like, all right, first thing we got to do, knock out a logo.
Yeah.
Second thing we got to do, tell everyone we're making this movie.
Yeah.
Then we'll cross the rest of the bridges when we come to them, right?
Yeah. I was thinking we would just hire everyone, and on the first day, we'll just kind of see the vibes.
See if Cyborg shows up.
Yeah, we'll just point the camera at them and just let them do their ding-dang thing.
Mm, there's other DC news. Did you hear about the...
I got to say, we are really breaking records for...
Worst audio ever.
No soundproofing.
Mm-hmm.
Dog.
Mm-hmm.
I heard construction for a moment. You're eating goldfish.
I'm eating goldfish. Did you hear about the Zach? What's the guy that made Justice League?
Snyder
thing. Did you hear about this?
Oh, didn't Ben Affleck? Wasn't he like Zack Snyder's Justice League led me to drink myself to death in a London apartment or something?
No. This is an Instagram post. Slide over. This was like 3 days ago.
Okay, this is from cave.com.
Mm-hmm.
Zack Snyder teases a new Snyderverse project in cryptic video.
Yeah, so he posted this on his Instagram. Okay, no audio, really. Maybe like a weird background noise, but nothing
incoming
really.
Incoming transmission.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got, looks like Iron Man's, from Lord Darkseid. Or is it Dark Seed? April 28th through 30th. Save the date.
That's all we got, baby.
That's it, huh?
Zack posted that.
He said hashtag full circle.
Not Levi, but Snyder.
Yeah. Not Levi, not Slim.
Do you think
Snyder?
I think they fired James Gunn. And they hired Zack Snyder back.
Yeah, he said that Zack Snyder guy. He's got it.
I mean, we got to see through all the ones the James Gunn announced. Yeah, but then we're going out and doing
Justice League 2. Justice League Snyder Cut 2. This time it's 15 hours.
Maddie said she brought me food, and she's literally one room away, and I am hungry, but we're in the middle of recording a podcast.
We can take it a little, halftime.
Yeah, let's take it. We've earned it. Let's take a little halftime. Maybe this is a new thing for this apartment. Okay, we take a little break in the middle.
Yeah. Oh, wait. This is where we'll transition to sponsors.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so.
Tell you what. Hey, everyone, I'm going to promise we're going to go in a little halftime.
Yep.
And when we come back, we're going to record the sponsor part. And if we forget, I guess then someone should give us money.
We have... We've got to go. You know how sometimes they'll transition in a YouTube video? They'll be like, but here's everything you need to know about Jimmy Neutron. He liked websites. Speaking of websites.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, okay.
So let's do one of those. Speaking of websites. Y'all didn't hear that, but we were funny for like 10 minutes in the kitchen.
Yeah, missed it, but we were spitting
gold. So if we're not spitting gold here now,
yeah, it's because we used up all the joke juice.
All the funny joke juice. Oh, hey, baby hey. Doll. Come on. What? This is our fourth host. You want to be on the show? You've never been on the show before. All right, bye. That was
first appearance.
First appearance.
Long time listener.
No.
Anyway, websites.
Could you do websites? You got any more goofs and bits? I probably have some.
Yeah, I haven't even done a single goof.
You haven't even done a single goof. Yeah, what are you doing? I'm carrying all this weight.
Today's episode is brought to you by websites. Just the concept.
I think I need a coaster.
You're fine. It's a desk.
That's fair. It's not even tools. Wood. Yeah. It's cardboard. Yeah,
yeah. Don't be a baby. Also, that's a warm Coke.
Isn't it the liquid that does it?
Yeah, it's warm, so it doesn't get liquid.
All right.
Yeah. Hey, did you come up with a name for your paranormal romance skit bit?
I don't think I did.
Oh, we got to come up with one.
Do you have one?
We used up all of our name juice.
Yeah, we were coming up for a name for this apartment, and we didn't come up. We came up with Batch Patch.
Batch Patch is
so solid. Yeah. Pound Town, which is less good, but still good for different reasons. Anyway, do you have a supernatural? Do you have a?
I do, but we need to give it.
Oh,
a name.
It was like the Curses of Isle 3. I didn't have a good name for it.
Oh yeah.
Do you need someone to introduce the podcast, the bit for you?
Nope.
Are you sure?
Nope.
I'm calling him.
Nope. He's like, he doesn't know the address.
He's a built-in
new studio.
There's one in every apartment.
I'm gonna introduce it myself using my big brain.
Okay.
Now get ready for
the spook zone.
I'm trying to think of the scare floor? Like a reading rainbow, but it's spooky.
Oh, okay. Scaring scarecrow?
Scaring scarecrow.
That doesn't make a lot of sense.
That don't make a lot of sense unless it's a hot scarecrow. Sexy scaring scarecrow.
Bones are scary, and there's a wordplay there leans in a...
The Bone Zone.
Welcome to the Bone Zone. Skeletons.
Skeletons, everyone. Skeletons.
Everyone, it's skeletons.
Okay, so this is a game where you and Maddie, who the audience just met, she was very excited to be on the show.
Yep.
You were in McKay's, and you went to the supernatural romance.
First time listener, first time caller.
Yeah. First time listener, first time caller. And you found some real ones, and you made some with your brain.
Yep. Paranormal romance.
And I had to pick which ones you made up.
Yeah.
I've discovered.
Uh-huh.
In my research.
Uh-huh.
A series that you might have mentioned, I can't remember.
Okay.
But I found it, and I found a set of the series.
Oh, awesome.
And in that set of the series, I got like 2 and 3 sentence summaries of all the books.
Sweet.
6 books.
Sweet.
And so this is a special episode.
Okay.
Episode 2 is when they always do the special episode.
The Christmas episode in episode 2.
Yeah, the Bone Zone.
Yeah.
And today we'll be focusing on Billionaire Cowboy Wolf Shifters.
I don't know, Billionaire Cowboy. Is that the name of the book series?
It is called Billionaire Cowboy Wolf Shifters, a contemporary romance collection.
Is this a game, or are we just enjoying that this exists?
No. This is a game.
Okay.
So I've got 6 real ones.
Okay.
And I've got 3 fake ones.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to read to you 3 at a time, and you have to tell me which one's a fake one.
Oh, you've got 1 and 2. Yeah, you're pairing them ones and twos. Okay.
Yeah, ones and twosies.
Onesie-twosies. Gotcha.
As Rob would say. And I guess we'll just jump into it. Okay, so book number 1
mm-hmm.
is called Wolf's Innocent Nanny.
Okay.
I was a sworn bachelor living on my massive spread as a cowboy wolf shifter. What does that mean? I don't know. Until a stranger paid me a visit. You
transformed from a cowboy into a wolf?
Yeah. I was a sworn bachelor living on my massive spread as a cowboy wolf shifter until a stranger paid me a visit holding the baby son I didn't know I had.
Okay.
All right.
Book. And there's no nanny in that one, really, that I could find. He's the nanny.
It's Wolf's Innocent Nanny. It's the nanny from The Nanny. Mr. Sheffield, stop turning into a wolf.
I haven't seen The Nanny.
You don't know The Nanny?
I don't know The Nanny.
All right. Well, book 1 is also called.
Wait, this is But you're doing the same.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how to.
You don't know the order. Yeah. Okay.
Hey, she's back.
She's back. She she's wanted really to join the show.
Say something,
say something to the audience, babe. Babe. She's looking for a pin,
She's looking
folks.
For a pin.
She's here looking for a pin,
if
folks.
If anyone's got a pin.
Anyone out there got a pin.
Send it to the studio.
Call in, say, hey, we got a pin here.
P.O. Box 420.
Taking her sweet time to find a pin.
Looking for that pin.
It's okay.
She's really looking for that pin.
Anyway,
she?
Cowboy Wolf morphing time.
Cowboy. Well, it's first off, it's Billionaire Cowboy Wolf Shifters.
Okay, Billionaire Cowboy Wolf Shifters.
Yeah, it's not something stupid. All right. Book one is also called.
Okay.
Wolf's Hidden Accountant.
Oh.
That's right. I'm a wolf shifter cowboy with a secret no one knows about. My accountant is my mate, and she is a secret of her own.
I thought it was that he had an accountant. That was the secret.
It could be. Then we've also got book one is mm-hmm. also called Wolf's Unexpected Bride.
Mm.
This cowboy has remained a free man. Even when my wolf tried to convince me otherwise, but Mallory was always just a friend.
Now, did you get Jerryface's help on this?
No. This is all you.
I can look for your key components.
Yeah, my key components are all in this bad boy.
I don't think there's a secret accountant, but also the third one is so, like, blah, that it could be yours because you tried to hide it by being blah.
Well, it was hidden accountant, first off.
Oh, there's a hidden, and you're trying to hide yours. Mm-hmm. I think it's hidden accountant. That's yours.
You're right. It's hidden.
Boom!
It's hidden accountant.
Boom, baby! I invented the game. I'm undefeated.
I wanted to start you off
with a give me.
All right. Book the next one.
Okay.
It's called Wolf's Curvy Surrogate.
Most surrogates are curvy in a way.
That's right. I'm a single wolf shifter cowboy suffering from a broken heart. It's been some time now since my girlfriend and son were whisked away, but those years as a father were the most fulfilling of my life. All right.
What is surrogate? Like, okay.
Surrogate, like mother, I would assume.
Okay. Yeah, I know what a surrogate. I explained to my students today what a surrogate was. Yeah. That's right. I teach band.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll tackle that in a sec.
Yeah, I teach a songwriting class. There's no big deal.
Book, the next one is also called Wolf Succulent Surrogate.
Oh, okay.
I'm a wolf shifter cowboy with a problem. My mate can't give me a wolf pup. Now the Lupa chosen to carry our pup is causing issues.
Okay.
Then we got, let's see, what's a good one?
Well, this one's probably real. I'm going to guess this third one.
No. Wolf's Tempting Assistant. My escape from New Jersey brought me to remote Idaho for solitude. But my peaceful
remote Idaho, the remote Isle of Idaho.
My escape from New Jersey.
The hustle and bustle in Jersey. I had to go to remote Idaho.
But my peaceful existence as the alpha of our wolf pack was brief. Now I need help with my woodworking business.
No, is this an advertisement? Like seeking help for woodworking business. Please call.
Just one more time. Let's just take that in.
Okay.
My escape from New Jersey brought me to remote Idaho for solitude. But my peaceful existence as the alpha of our wolf pack was brief. Now I need help with my woodworking business. It's like a haiku.
It's like a haiku. It's just three unrelated. So I teach a class. Right now we're talking about efficient storytelling. Uh-huh. We're going to get to songwriting later. We're just talking about telling stories and making them efficient and short and still getting your point across. Mm-hmm. This would be an example of a very poor way to both hook your audience. There are three unrelated sentences with just a mishmash of information.
It's like sentence number one, I moved from New Jersey. Sentence number two, also, I'm a werewolf. Sentence number three,
like
an entrepreneurial werewolf.
How is he the leader of his pack if he just moved to Ohio? Is he the leader of
Idaho?
Is he the leader of his Idaho pack or his New Jersey pack? Like,
he must be the leader of the New Jersey pack. He left to go to Idaho to take up woodworking.
Oh, do you think the woodworking business is online and the pack is also online?
Speaking of websites.
I think that, okay, so the first two were both surrogate, I'm pretty sure. So one of those has got to be fake.
Yeah.
And I think it's the first one.
The first one?
The
Wolf's Curvy Surrogate?
Yeah, I think Wolf's Curvy Surrogate is fake.
You're wrong.
Oh, what was fake?
Wolf Succulent Surrogate.
Oh, Wolf Succulent Surrogate.
Yeah. You dumb idiot.
Yeah, okay, I'm one for two.
All right, next one. Wolf's Sassy Neighbor. I'm a patient man, but eventually I get what I want, and I've backed off pursuing my mate long enough. So, Operation Bella has commenced.
That's
I assume they mean Bella Ramsey.
Well, that's
from the last.
That's very Twilight.
It's very
like that's Twilight. Very Twilight. Like maybe two Twilight. Twilight two, maybe.
Twilight two, maybe. Two Twilight, two Bella.
Two Twilight two, maybe.
Then we got Wolf's Dangerous Job. My life as a wolf shifter in the Rocky Mountains has been good, but nothing lasts forever. Now I need to go where no shifter has gone before.
Brought to you by Mike Rowe.
Brought to you by Mike Rowe.
Wolf's danger. The world's most wolf's dangerous jobs.
Then we got Wolf's fake fiance.
Oh,
topical.
Timely.
I'm a country music star hiding from my screaming fans. As a wolf shifter, some things are best unrevealed. My mate has stolen my heart in high school, but I'd lost her when I won my first recording contract.
What? Okay. I gotta be honest. I didn't hear the second one because I was trying to think of the name of Mike Rowe. So I didn't catch most of the summary of the second one.
I can reread it
too. Okay, that'd be great.
It's Wolf's Dangerous Job.
Okay.
My life as a wolf shifter in the Rocky Mountains has been good, but nothing lasts forever. Now I need to go where no shifter has gone before. The best-selling list, a got him.
I think that Wolf's Dangerous Job doesn't. I like the woodwork. Well, woodworking was the last group. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was in group B. This is group C.
Which I really, that does mean, you know, that an actual
for real I moved to Ohio for my wolf pack, but I need help with my woodworking business. Oh, dang. Oh, gosh. I didn't think that went through. I'll just set up an Etsy store.
Do you think it's an innuendo?
Is woodworking business?
Hey, baby. I'm a wolf.
Just set up an Etsy shop, you know? I think Dangerous Job is fake.
You're right.
Dangerous. Yeah, baby.
I guess I just didn't put enough crazy stuff in it.
Yeah. Bonkers things. Yeah. You got to learn to get more bonkers things in there.
I need help with my woodworking business.
You do need help with your
woodworking business. If I'd added that at the end.
Yeah. Yeah. On all of them, just every single one.
I should have added it to one of my ones from round one. Yeah.
That would be good. Anyway, that was a good game.
It's a good game. I like that game.
I like that game a lot. That's a very good game.
Yeah.
A nice little reprise from our bit. We could talk about the Oscars, but I don't know anything about the Oscars.
There's a guy named Oscar.
Mm-hmm. I've got a game.
Okay, yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. This is DC or NBC.
DC or NBC, baby.
I think this is the game I'm proudest about, the idea of.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Like, just the idea of, I took an SNL quote and a real quote, and you have to pick which one, the logistics, and the name is good, and I mean, it's good all
around.
Jimmy Buffett is good. Those are my two solid ones. Okay, so we got three quotes.
Three quotes, baby.
Three quotes.
How many are fake?
Some of them are fake, and some of them are real.
Ooh.
Okay, so we've got... This one came out right around the New Year's.
Yeah.
Right around the New Year's time. People were celebrating New Year's. I saw this on the internet, jotted it down. Maybe I saw it on SNL. Maybe I saw it on it. I don't know. Yeah. This is either Rudy Giuliani or Saturday Night Live's own Rudy Giuliani.
Yeah. Wait. Is it Rudy Giuliani hosting Saturday Night Live?
Oh. Yeah. I can't tell you.
Mm.
This was said. Mar-a-Lago 23, New Year's, headed right into 24.
It's not 24.
It ain't 24 yet.
It's 23.
It's 20. We went from 22 to 23.
They're getting the marketing down early.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They said, hey, in a quick 365, you know where to be.
You know where to be. Yeah. It says Mar-a-Lago 2023 New Year headed right into 2024.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you think this is a goofy bit? You think this is him?
Or it's an advertisement for my birthday party.
Oh, next year. Because
I turned 24.
I turned 2024.
Yeah,
in 2023.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So maybe it's an ad for my birthday party at Mar-a-Lago.
It could be.
But give me some more.
Oh, you don't even want to guess.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, no, I just have to guess. I thought you had to.
No, okay, that's the whole thing.
No, I forgot. I forgot how this game goes. Yeah. That one's too dumb. It's got to be real.
Yeah, he tweeted on December 31st, Mar-a-Lago 2023 New Year's headed right into 2024. Which good is job, cool. Rudy. Good job, Rudy.
Good job, Rudy.
In his defense,
brought to you by the man who confused total four seasons with four seasons total landscaping.
Two for two, that guy.
Two for two.
Have you seen his new lawyer, Trump's new lawyer?
No.
Looks like, I don't know. Imagine the bully from like a 90s movie. Looks like him.
Oh.
Okay, here we go.
Like the bully from Ants?
Like the bully from Ants.
Ants.
Okay, here is a Santos. We love Santos.
Oh, I love Santos.
Oh, I when I was in New York, by the way, this isn't one of these. There was an ad for a musical, a comedy musical, and the quote for that was on the ad was, "I saw this hundreds of times before it even was shown, Santos." Which is a pretty good. Yeah, that's a pretty good goof.
That's pretty good.
Okay, but this is either real Santos or SNL Santos.
Yeah.
I did not do drag in Brazil, but whoever did was very good at it.
Oh, but he did do drag.
That's true. And Santos, as we know, never tells a lie.
That's true. Mm-hmm. So he did do drag, but he said he didn't.
He said he didn't.
And he never lies. So it's got to be SNL.
That's SNL.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm two for two, baby.
He did do drag.
Yeah, because he did do drag.
This got last him. One.
That's illegal now.
Is our president, Joseph Gordon Biden.
Joseph Gordon Biden.
Yep. Love that guy.
JGB.
JGB. KGB. And I think this one is really the hardest of the bunch.
Okay.
This is Joseph Jordan Biden. Joseph Jordan Gordon Biden.
I bet I already know what quote this is. I bet I already know.
I don't know. Because there was, he's been in the news recently, and there was several SNL bits with Biden recently. More than half the women in my administration are women.
That feels like a Joseph Gordon Biden, if ever I've seen one.
Yes. It does.
More than half the women
in my administration are women.
So what are the other half?
That I mean, this is more than half, though.
More than half. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's got to be Joseph Gordon.
That's Joseph Gordon Biden, baby. Yeah, that's our main man up in the old WH.
Yeah.
Rocking it solid.
Hold on. I got one for you.
Okay.
I
think I might know.
No, stop. This is either SNL or it's not.
Okay.
Boom, boom, boom.
Okay.
You know I watch a lot of SNL.
Yeah, I do.
So it's I died. Yeah.
Who knows?
Maybe I saw this on SNL. It's either Joseph Gordon Biden.
Okay.
Or SNL Joseph Gordon Biden.
Okay.
I may be a white boy, but I'm not stupid.
That was, I think that's Eminem. I think you said that one. I think that was our favorite rapper, Eminem, that said that one.
Yeah, you got me. It was a trick.
It was a trick. That one was Eminem.
No, just kidding. It was Joseph Gordon Biden.
That makes sense that was Joseph Gordon Biden. I like how he still left a little bit of, like, he may be a white boy.
Maybe.
Maybe a white boy. Jury's out.
Yeah.
Jury's out on this one, but I may be a white boy.
He, like, every 3 months has a banger.
Yeah.
Like, there is a one where he is eating Jenny's ice cream in the crowd of reporters, and one of them was like, "Mr. Biden, what are you eating?" And he was like, chocolate chip, and then followed it up immediately with, "What do you have to say to the Republicans that are blocking the January 6th investigation?" And he just goes, "Eat some chocolate chip."
I mean, that is rock solid. Yeah, that is like a one track mind. Yeah,
my man,
is it out of the park.
Home run dingers once every 3 months.
I mean, that's rock solid. Yeah. I may be a white man, but I'm not stupid. Yeah. Like, that is just rock solid. Rock. Because if you're like, everything Joseph Gordon Biden says is a lie, be like, well, he's at least half right.
Yeah.
Like, no matter how much you disagree with the guy, he's 50% right. And even maybe, like, he's, you know.
And you can't deny my man's got bangers.
Yeah, my man's got bangers. Yeah, he's rock solid. Okay, so
the show ain't just about goofs.
No, it isn't. And I told you coming in, I said, we're going to need to block out a good like 20 minutes for cookies. And you don't know what's coming. But no, I need to clear off my desk space.
No.
Yeah. We don't have paper towels. I guess I'm just going to have to clean this bad boy later. Because the cookies we have today are build your own Ted Lasso vanilla cookie kit.
Oh, frick. Yeah.
This is like a gingerbread house. But it's Ted Lasso, and it's cookies. It says on the thing that it's cookies.
Build your own vanilla cookie kit.
Now, what's weird at the bottom is if you read what's included, it says candies, And easy, icing.
And easy to use icing.
Neither of those are cookies, but I guess if you combine candy and icing, you get cookies.
this is going to take a long time.
Well, we don't have to do the whole thing.
What do you mean? This also looks a lot better than whatever but
we're going to do, which is like, I was like, we don't have to do the whole thing.
Yeah, we're going
to
do crimes.
I see. I really wish I had like a... No, I have a plate. Hold on.
Go get a plate.
I'm going to entertain the audience.
Or if you have a cutting board.
Oh, I probably have that too.
All right. Well, it's just us, audience. I'm listening to him. Oh, baby, would you rather me build a Ted Lasso gingerbread house on a cutting board or a plate? Say, hang on, say it a little bit louder. He's saying his password for his Wi-Fi. Setting it up for our co-host, Maddie. 7 easy steps. Oh, this is easy.
No,
Willow, you can't be in the studio. Look, there's 7 easy steps.
She said, Maddie said she'd prefer us do this on a plate. So we're rocking the plate move.
All right. We got the kit includes 10 vanilla flavored cookies, yellow sanding sugar, whatever that means.
It's it.
Star Quins, mini Quins, pre-made icing.
So there's
blue.
There's Star Quins. They didn't go with Quins and Jumbo Quins. They went with Quins and Mini Quins.
Star Quins, Mini Quins.
Okay.
Pre-made icing blue, pre-made icing royal blue, white artificially flavored vanilla fondant.
Okay.
Pre-made icing with tip white. Yep. And easy, soft and squeezy icing rider.
Okay, so you know how one of my uncles gave us the freezer cookies?
Yeah.
This is my other uncle.
Oh, your uncles are coming in clutch.
Yeah, these are my two dad's brothers. Oh. Well, my one dad's two brothers. Yeah, we're not going to get to this whole construction.
there's been an earthquake.
We can do it on the cardboard, I just realized.
Yeah, pull that cardboard apart. There's a lot going on here.
Okay, that for reference, this has been in my back. I got this the day after we recorded last time.
Oh, wow.
So it's been kind of rumbling and tumbling in my trunk for a few weeks.
Wow, there's some stuff in here. Okay, we got various icings, like I said. Some of the icing is just loose in a bag.
Well, it's not. It's easy squeezy, baby.
I guess it's easy. Like, this is easy squeezy. Oh, this is just a bag of icing.
We got a bag of icing, and then we got, like, a Go-Gurt tube of icing.
Yeah. Then we've got...
an aluminum foil pouch of... What's the difference? Really? What's the difference?
It's bad icing.
Yeah.
Then we got easy build royal icing.
We got a lot of icing. A lot of icings.
Yeah, a lot of icings.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got... Okay, here's our sanding stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And our... Quins.
Okay.
And another Quins.
Well, one of them are mini Quins.
And more icing.
More goo. Okay, we got a lot of goo, a lot of little sugar guys, and now we've reached the house of it all.
The house of it all. So here's a question. How do we do this? Do we put a little bit of everything on a cookie?
I don't know. So I thought maybe, because like part of the review of an assemblable cookie
is how fun it is to assemble.
Is how good, how easy, fun, like how like the process.
Yeah.
So we don't have to assemble the whole thing.
Yeah.
But I think we should assemble a little bit of it.
We can do the believe sign.
We could do the believe. Well, that's not a 3D model though. We gotta like.
Oh, we can
like the lockers.
Yeah.
We gotta make the lockers.
Okay, let's make the lockers.
These are some gingerbread lockers.
Classic Ted Lasso lockers. All right, so here.
The lockers in that show are like those are some cool lockers. Yeah, look at those bad boys.
I don't look at them all the time. All right, we got we don't need the believe sign.
Nope.
I'm going to guess that's locker.
That's probably locker. That's just big piece of...
Yeah, just big rectangle.
That's big rectangle.
Here's more locker.
But they think that this locker has seemed to suffer an injury, but we could use it.
And a little bit more locker.
We could use this to our advantage.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. No, this... Oh, yeah, that's locker.
And then we got even more locker.
there's a lot of locker.
Oh no.
That locker has had better days.
Maybe we'll just make our own mini locker.
Yeah, we'll just make our own little kind of small lockers.
I'm gonna make this into a guy.
Okay, you
this
make that
technically
into
the side of the locker, but I'm gonna make him into a
guy. Okay, you can pick your icing and I'll try to make the lockers, okay?
Okay.
With anything you don't use.
Yeah.
That looks like an inhaler.
Maybe I'll make an inhaler. We've got red.
Are you gonna use the big squeezable? The big white one?
Yeah, but you can use it first.
Okay.
There you go.
Because I have a construction to work on.
Yeah. You've got a whole thing going on. So you're going to work on lockers, and I'm going to make Jamie Tarts inhaler. Lockers.
Has anyone in the world ever successfully built a gingerbread house without suffering like either an injury or failure?
Yeah, like catastrophic gingerbread house ending.
I need to cut the tip of this, but I don't have my teeth all do, right?
Yeah. I need to cut the tip of this too. I'll use this knife. All right, that's how we do
it. So I got a student who
no way.
Yeah, who made a podcast.
No way.
Yeah, it's okay. I listened to like a couple minutes of it, but she asked. Dang. If she asked, I mean, I didn't have all the time in the world, and she asked if she could review our podcast on her podcast.
Oh, is it a podcast review podcast? Because that's a really good
idea. They're making another podcast about a podcast. She's making another one.
Oh, she's man, slow down.
I know. She's going to run us out of business. Yeah. But I did say, sure, do whatever you want. She doesn't know we have a review podcast, right?
We should review her podcast back.
I think we shouldn't review it. We should take her critiques.
Yeah.
And play them out. Now, her review podcast doesn't exist yet, so we can't. We don't know what her critiques are going to be, but when they do come out, well,
if she has any, because I mean, listen to this. I mean, listen. What better podcast can you think of than two guys building a Ted Lasso gingerbread house?
That's true.
A nice audio format activity.
Well, I don't know. It's cookies, baby.
I'm making an inhaler.
I'm trying to make lockers, but this plate's not flat.
You're having a rough time.
This is about as well as it usually goes for me.
Yeah. Gingerbread houses are. Now I guess we're kind of getting into the review.
That's true.
Not very good.
Well, they're the worst kind of houses for sure. Second maybe to bird.
Yeah. Well, I think I like a birdhouse.
Well, here's the thing. Birds make their own houses, you know?
Yeah, but a birdhouse is fun to make. A gingerbread house, you're just kind of like squirting.
Kind of squirting goo that doesn't want to be squirted.
Yeah.
I think I made lockers. I kind of made a teepee.
Yeah, you kind of made
lockers. The glue didn't really glue.
Here, we can take a picture of that. We'll make it the show art.
Okay, this is my lockers I did. Lockers. Well, I should decorate my lockers before we make it the show art.
Decorate your lockers, I guess.
Yeah, I think I'm done with the white. You can have the white.
Okay, I'm taking the white. I'm adding on to the inhaler.
Are you going
to
do use the red, or are you done with the red?
No, I'm done with the red. My red's done. I'm making an inhaler.
This is much thinner.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. This is... You got to squeeze the white.
Oh, my lockers.
Wow, you gotta squeeze the white. I'm taking this all into account, Ted.
Yeah.
You know, I've been hearing that the old Ted Lasso episodes have been dropping on Tuesdays instead of Wednesdays.
Have they?
Yeah, Tuesdays at like 8.
Oh, well, I mean, it's dropping on Wednesdays in England, in merry old England.
Oh.
And we live in the United States, and so it might be Wednesday there. No one actually knows what
that
time
would
it
actually.
Is.
That would line up.
Yeah.
To midnight on Wednesday in jolly old England.
Oh, crud, my lockers.
Oh, crud, your lockers.
Can I use the red as construction material?
Probably. I don't know. I don't know anything about lockers. I'm just an inhaler guy.
Do you think in the show, when their lockers fall apart, they're like, get the icing?
Well, I got Jamie Tartt's inhaler. Pretty well done.
It's not famous scene when he gets winded.
Yeah, when he gets winded doing all his good kicks.
I'm trying to
write. I think if Jamie Tartt were to have an inhaler, he would decorate it. I think I'm going to put the yellow sprinkles on the mouth part because he's got to brush his teeth because he's English.
I wrote lock her. I wrote lock her on the locker.
You know you wrote look her.
I meant to. Well, a C is almost an O.
Yeah, you're right.
A C in icing is an O, you know?
What's in a C? By any other name, it's just as sweet. This, I feel like these sprinkles are
just
going to
go everywhere. This is a new apartment. I just got this apartment, brand new.
We're breaking it in.
I left all the cookies in my whole apartment. I did think like, I'm just gonna screw up. This is. We're really diving in.
Yeah,
with the
you're
new
really.
Apartment.
Yeah, you're really just like. It's like when you get that first scratch on a car, though.
Mm-hmm.
You can relax.
Okay. Now I really shouldn't have balanced it because I want to do more decorating. So I'm gonna have to like unassemble it to decorate it more.
I mean, it says locker on it.
But it's not very pretty. The ones in Ted Lasso are so pretty. They don't. Okay. The ones in Ted Lasso don't look exactly like this.
But they look pretty close.
But I'm almost there.
Yeah, you're almost
there. I need some rainbow sprinkles.
Yeah. Well, here, look.
Okay.
Rainbows.
But I need to adhere the rainbow sprinkles using whatever's in here. Oh, what is this?
That is fondant.
What is fondant for?
Sprinkles.
Okay, perfect. That's what I got.
Here, and then I've got some star. Because Jamie Tartt's a star.
Uh-huh.
So I feel like he'd have stars on his inhaler.
Well, Ted Lasso's lockers are fond. So
fond of good players, maybe.
Yeah, so I'm getting some fondant, which is just the texture of old toothpaste, huh?
Wow. I gotta say, the icing's not great. I just licked some.
I'm just gonna put some there. I'm just gonna put some fondant there at the bottom.
See, I've got this good. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I made two little balls of fondant.
Oh, no, the Lockhurst.
Oh, maybe the fondant is for construction.
No, the fondant's definitely not for construction. Give me some fondant. I haven't had a fondant experience in a while. I do know that fondant sucks.
No, it's not good.
Yeah.
You think any of this will just stick to it?
It's like whenever you're in like a cake baking competition or something, like Great British Bake Off, and they use fondant, that's like cheating.
Yeah, it's like using food concrete.
Oh, it's like weird and chewy.
Yeah, not
into it. This ain't going on the inhaler.
No, this ain't going. My lockers are pretty good. What do you think of my lockers?
I think it looks pretty good.
I think it looks pretty good. Yeah, now,
I'll put some fondant down there.
Okay, cool. Right on the plate there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. These are pretty. Oh, we didn't use any. Oh, I didn't use. Did you use any yellow? You used yellow.
Yeah, I got yellow on the inhaler.
We didn't use either blue.
Well, put some blue in there.
Gotta put some blue. My lockers are missing. I was wondering what was missing from my lockers.
Yeah, it was the blue. It's the blue.
Mm-hmm. Ugh. There we go. I'm going to squeeze that right on top.
It's been raining.
Okay, right on top there. Yep, just like it is in the show. Just like when it rains in the old show and it gets blue on the top. That's thicker, I think. Because this came out easy peasy. Perfect.
Well, it's because mine's royal blue. Oh. It rained and it royal rained.
Is there construction materials left for us to eat?
Wow, that's salty icing.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Wow.
I just ate it and didn't think, but now I'm eating it and thinking, and it's salty.
Wow, that's salty.
I think now is your photo op, you know?
Yeah. I'm going to say we'll leave, so people know that we built it.
Yeah.
We'll leave it just like that.
You want to put your inhaler in there?
It's in there.
Okay.
Yeah, don't worry.
Okay.
Yeah, so here we've got...
The lockers. We didn't even have to say.
Yeah. We didn't have to say. I mean, it's obvious that it's lockers. A little bit of rain on them, and Jamie Tart's inhaler.
Yeah, it rained a little bit, and there was a little bit of a sparkle explosion. Yeah. But it says locker on it, just like in the show.
Yeah, it's kind of covered in rain though.
It's covered in.
It's just too bad.
Oh yeah, no. Ooh, that's spooky. Okay, is this all they gave us construction wise?
Yeah, that's all it. The material? We've maxed out.
There's stuff up there.
I mean, there's like more cookie. But we've used all the stuff.
But this is a cookie review podcast.
I mean, you here?
We got to eat the cookie.
You want to just try some cookie?
Well, we can't. It's not the point. We got to put some. There's a dog on this. there's a dog on this cookie, which is appropriate for this episode.
Hold on, wait. Here we got a dog, and we've got. Ned Flanders.
That's Ted. Hey, Ted.
Oh, hey, Ned Flanders.
I'm going to put, obviously, to review these properly, you got to put the stuff on them.
Well, I've got stuff. I've got an inhaler. That's what I'm going to review.
You can eat your inhaler. I'm not going to, I mean.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to trash your amazing piece
of art. It belongs in a museum.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to do the little yellow guys, too.
While you do that, I'm going to dive right into this inhaler.
Dive right into that inhaler while I sprinkle the littlest, tiniest sprinkles. Little sprinkles, I think, are just sugar. I think that's all it is.
Hmm.
This was advertised as a cookie, so... Oh, I gotta put some fondant on there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget that. Make a nice sandwich.
That looks so bad.
We're eating glue. That's the problem.
These cookies taste like something. But I can't tell what it is. Maybe animal crackers?
Lockers.
An inhaler.
Inhaler, lockers.
Mm. I'm kind of getting a cardboardy taste.
I think I'm getting that.
The red icing's not great.
Here's the thing, though. For a gingerbread house, not awful.
I've never eaten a gingerbread house.
Really?
Yeah.
I've eaten every gingerbread house I've ever made.
Mmm.
Well, I've eaten part of every gingerbread house.
It's a lot of salt in the icing. Icing-wide.
Glue is salty.
Oh, yeah. Glue is salty.
It's the salt that binds it together.
Cement, yeah.
And I've had a gingerbread house. Those things are awful. Like, yeah. They shouldn't be considered food.
I can imagine how awful a gingerbread house is, because this is...
The best gingerbread house I've ever had.
That's not looking good for gingerbread houses.
Well, these are gingerbread lockers and gingerbread inhalers.
Yeah. And they're not gingerbread.
They're not gingerbread. Well, are they not?
No, gingerbread's got ginger in it. This is just...
That might be why this is better, because this doesn't have ginger in it. I don't know if that's good or bad, but
it's got
better.
That pure, unadulterated cardboard flavoring.
It's got sugar in it.
Yeah, but it's also got a lot of salt, so it balances out.
How's your inhaler?
Not great.
You don't think so?
It was designed really well.
I think the amount of icing I put on mine made it better.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I tried the icing by itself, and I don't think adding more of that to anything.
Did you try the cookie by itself?
Let me try the cookie by itself. Just have some pure cookie.
I don't know how you're going to pull that off.
With a very small bite.
Oh, okay. Cookie's not good.
No, neither is.
Somehow, I mean, like, there's an overlap in desserts and construction. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that overlap is in the range of you should eat it.
I agree.
You know?
And it's barely in the range of you should put it together.
I think, which made a house out of candy?
You know what? That was, I said that, but then I thought about it for a second, and mm-hmm. I did have fun putting it together.
Yeah, no, putting it together was very fun.
Yeah, the lockers were fun to put together. My inhaler, I think, I was actually pretty proud of it.
But it's, here's the thing. Yeah. I think we could have a better experience putting it together mm-hmm. if it didn't have to be food.
Yeah, if it could just be lockers. Like maybe if they had like little plastic bricks that you could snap together.
Yeah, if they were like small, like mm-hmm. assembly.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a small, like a like clicky.
Maybe like a little kit that you get. Like
yeah, like with instructions. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because yeah. this didn't have any instructions.
Yeah.
If it didn't, but like sincerely, if it didn't have to be food, it would be better. And it's bad food, so no one's going to eat it anyway.
Yeah. So ultimately what I'm hearing is just go buy like a model kit.
Go buy
a Gundam.
Go get some lockers.
There's no such thing as a gingerbread Gundam. Go buy some lockers from IKEA.
Yeah, go buy some lockers from IKEA.
Because then when you're done building it, you just
have lockers. Yeah, you have somewhere to put all your Ted Lasso merch.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but here's the thing. We got to review this as a cookie.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a cookie of all cookies.
Yeah, that's the thing. Okay, I've got two things going on. First thing, do we review this mm-hmm. as a like purely flavor, or do we factor in the good building?
So I think,
you know,
we review it based on its intention.
Okay, so I was gonna say that because another question I had was like, if we were to ever review Oreos,
yeah,
would you review it like an like Oreo a bite? Or like a peel apart?
Take it apart. Yeah. I often disassemble. Mm-hmm. I often go outside the expectation. Which I didn't do here. I did exactly what they asked me to do.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at it.
You're looking exactly at lockers, baby.
To be, yeah. It looks like the box.
But, well, I think what we would do is we'd review. I mean, we've got a cookie. It's a cookie scale. It doesn't matter what you do with it.
Scale,
it's
yeah.
Would you rather experience Oreos or experience this?
Easy.
Yeah. If you were given a box of Oreos or a box of lockers.
Which would you rather experience?
Which would you rather experience? Whether it's eat it, build it, throw it.
The second point I wanted to bring
up. I think Oreos would make better lockers than these do. I'm gonna, like, they got glue in the middle. They got horn on the outside. They literally have
glue.
Yeah.
It's made of horses.
There you go.
Second thing.
Yep.
They released a cookie-themed Ted Lasso product. It didn't go with didn't the
make
cookies. The,
didn't make the little biscuits didn't in the
make,
show?
Yeah, didn't make like one of the big things in the show.
Well, those are so good in the show that there's no way they'd match them, so they decided to make something really bad.
That's like, hey, everyone, head on down to Dick's and get your Ted Lasso baseball mitts. We got them.
You've been asking for Ted Lasso basketballs, so we got them, baby.
Yeah, baby.
I don't know.
Basketball used to be played with soccer balls, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
No, that's before they picked them up.
I saw that on the list. That's a callback, baby.
Okay. Let me think about my cookie experience. Because just taste, these would be very low.
Oh, yeah.
So the question is, how high, what bump do they get
from
the building? Because mm-hmm. if this was a construction scale, it'd also be very low.
Because I want to say it shouldn't get a big bump from the building.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Yeah.
When we were talking about, I don't know, something crazy like Legos.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't do a lot of playing with your Legos. You do a lot of building.
But if I had to review Legos mm-hmm. on a cookie scale.
Oh, they'd be bad.
They'd be bad.
You try to eat them.
You try to eat them in the middle.
Yeah.
These you can eat.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we don't review these as Legos and then bump them for cookies. We review these as cookies and then bump them for the added feature of you can build. Now, you can also build with like Dunkaroos.
Yeah, you could build with almost any cookie.
Yeah.
You just make like a little... In fact, the cover art of our podcast
yeah.
is a pyramid of cookies.
Yeah, that we built with. Out of cookies, yeah.
So did you have more fun making a pyramid of like Chips Ahoy's? I would say at a 5 out of 10 enjoyment. Of
what if we just took a picture of this and made it the new cover art for the whole show?
Yeah, that's the whole show.
There's the whole show. I mean, we'd get sued by Ted Lasso for doing their lockers. Yeah, Ted Lasso
because it looks too good.
Yeah, it looks like their lockers.
I think I have a... number?
I'm still at a crossroads, man. Because here's the thing. It's better than so many other assembly-based cookies I've had.
Mm-hmm.
But those aren't cookies. They're technically bread. Yeah. You know? It's a gingerbread house. If we had a bread podcast, we'd do those.
But is there not an ellipsis in there that's like, it's a gingerbread cookie house?
I don't think so.
Because you're not like, would you like some gingerbread? You're like, I got a gingerbread cookie for you.
Oh, I guess that's true.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. But these were advertised as candy.
Yeah, well, it was, it had like candy and easy to use frosting. But and I guess it never mentions on the box cookies.
Yeah, these are candy.
That's candy.
It's build your own cookie kit.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
built cookies out of candy and frosting.
Yeah, so I guess cookies are just made out of candy.
Candy and frosting. There's the two ingredients in cookies.
Yeah, candy, frosting, and
Star
Quips or whatever.
Yeah. I'm struggling, man. Usually I keep the internal monologue internal.
Okay, let me talk you through it. Okay. Would you rather eat a 5 out of 5, a 5 out of 10, Chips Ahoy,
uh-huh.
or would you rather build this and then eat Jamie Tart's inhaler? Because that'll just tell you what side of the spectrum.
I know I'm landing between a 3 and a 4.
Okay.
But I might be a 3, 3.5, 4, maybe even 4.5.
I know my number.
That's good. I'm glad you know, but I don't want your number to inspire my number, but I can use your logic to get me where I'm going.
I mean, I don't want to get into my logic because I don't want to taint your brain.
Yeah.
You know?
That'd be
like teabagging, but you go through the skull. You taint someone's brain.
How fun was this? Here's the thing. Something I like about cookies, just the popability. It's like, I want a sweet treat, gonk.
This is a chore.
These take some, yeah. If you think of it as a chore, it really knocks it down. Yeah. Like, this is a DIY. You start with no cookies, and you might end with cookies, or you might end with a locker. We kind of did both.
Yeah. Or an inhaler.
Yeah, that was, a locker with an inhaler in it is a point, is a thing.
But what are your, I mean, maybe you should give it like a 1 to 10 cookie rating in your brain and then a 1 to 10 fun rating in your brain and
right.
an average.
You're right.
Yeah. So think about cookie. You're thinking about cookie right now. Tastes like bad cardboard.
I'm getting a little bit sweet, a little bit of sugar in there.
A lot of salt.
But a little bit sweet.
But a little bit of sweet.
You know, balance it out.
Yeah. Now in your brain, go into your mind palace.
I'm in my mind.
Think back to the good times that we had building these lockers, these good lockers that got wet from the rain because they were left outside.
All right, I know where I am.
Okay.
But my heart and my mind tell me two different things.
Ooh, average them. Average the average.
My mind says a 3.
Okay.
Because it wasn't that fun to eat and it wasn't that fun to build. But my heart says a 3.5 because they don't exist for either of those,
mm-hmm.
they exist to do both. So I think I'm going to go 3.5 because I convinced myself that it's 3.5.
I'm giving it a 4.
Hey, look at you.
It was a grand old time to build.
Yeah.
But if I could do that again or just have a Chips Ahoy.
You'd have a Chips Ahoy.
Let's do a Chips Ahoy.
Okay. I think it's a 3.75.
Aggregate score. Lots of averages in this episode.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is an average episode.
This is an average episode.
But it's also a new episode. We had guests on.
We had a first-time guest.
Yeah.
We had a new studio.
Yeah.
We had a dog. I mean, dang.
It's the first ever assembly required cookie.
Yep. First ever some assembly acquired. Our first brand tie-in from Ted Lasso.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you meant the website.
well, Apple.com's the website. And that's the end of the ad read. All right, let's go back into the show.
Okay, back into the show.
Yep. And now for the second half of the show.
Got a Jimmy Buffett. No, I don't. Well, folks, as the sun sets on one day, the moon rises on another. And let that take you through your 2 weeks. People asked me for the high 4 I promised them at the very end of an episode a couple weeks ago.
Yeah? Did you give it to them?
Yeah, I did.
Did you bump their letter grade?
No, I didn't.
Oh, so you break your promises.
I didn't promise that. You promised that.
You're going to make me a promise breaker?
Yeah. No, yeah, I am. Yep, you're a promise breaker.
That's rude.
Well, you're a promise maker for other people.
Yeah.
Which is not kind of how that works
still,
at all.
Still, the promise was made for you, so you got to get on that.
I'm not going to. I think all of those students currently have an A, so it would be impossible to bump them a whole.
Bump them to S tier.
Yeah, I don't get, what's the S
yeah,
for?
Why does it go to S?
Why does it go to S? I finally understand A, B, C, D, E. Did you know they also made it 10 points? So it's just A is a 90, B is a 80.
Yeah, that's how it should be.
They made it 10 points, but now there's an S.
S.
What is S?
S. S is for super.
But like if
super
I'm...
Super A.
If I'm looking at, I don't know, zombies. I watched one on zombies the other day. And
like a tier list
ranking? Yeah, like a tier list ranking of zombies. So I was like, this is the best a zombie could be.
Mm-hmm.
That is an A, as that is the best grade you can get.
Not when there's an S.
But not when there's an S. So is S now A and A now B?
No, A is A, B is B, S is S.
So what is S for?
Ooh. Sounds like if you had to rank that grade scale, get an S.
It wouldn't get an S.
Hey.
It wouldn't get an S. Well, that's our show, folks.
That's our show, folks. I give this cookie a D tier.
Are we doing that now? Yeah. How far does it go? Does it go all the way?
Yeah, it goes all the way down to M.
If it goes down far enough, is there two S's?
Yeah, but it's backwards.
That's a Z. Yeah.
Oh, but it's upside down? Nope, that's
an S.
Just an S. Okay, yeah, it's upside down.
Okay,
upside down.
Well, that's our show, folks. I'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.